Efforts to gather race-related traffic stop data from local law enforcement are taking more time than lawmakers envisioned. More than 3 months after a legislatively imposed deadline, most local police and sheriff's departments still do not have provided the data. BPR's Steve Zinn reports.
Last spring, lawmakers learned that many local police agencies had failed to meet a 2014 requirement to make traffic stop data publicly available. They passed new legislation that required they do so by September 1st. Some local police departments have made their traffic stop data available, even posting it on their websites. But 3.5 months after the deadline, the nonprofit crime research group in Montpelier, which is collecting the information under a state contract, says two-thirds of the state's 70 police departments and sheriff's offices have yet to submit their information. Karen Gannett is executive director of Crime Research Group. She says it's not clear why there's been such a delay, although she doesn't think it's due to an unwillingness on the part of the agencies.
I don't think it's a reluctance at all to send in the data. Part of it is it's they don't have the staff and some of the knowledge of how to pull that certain data from their database.
Gannett says the local police departments have received instructions on how to provide the data, but may need more help doing it. The heads of the State Sheriff's Association and the Association of Police Chiefs couldn't be reached for comment, but Virgin's Police Chief George Merkel, a past head of his association, said his town has provided the information and he isn't sure why the other departments haven't done so.
No, I mean, other than the fact that people have been asked to do it, not a huge topic of conversation, you know, it's something that people were asked to do.
State police traffic stop data was made public earlier this year, and it pointed to racial disparities in state police practices. Curtis Reed, Jr. is executive director of the Vermont Partnership for Fairness and Diversity. Reed says that traffic stop data is important both from the standpoint of accountability and as a tool police departments can use to make improvements.
Data provides a baseline from which you can start to have additional interventions around professional development, around training, around procedures, to see whether or not that's making a difference.
Reed says the fact that so many local police departments haven't yet submitted their data raises a question.
Well, for me, that begs the question whether or not they're actually collecting data.
Karen Gannett of Crime Research Group says her organization is working to publish the data it has received in the near future and will continue to post more as it comes in. Gannett's organization will also be analyzing the information it receives. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.